Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. We continue with our exploration into the Book of Secrets, the secrets of the self. Today, what I'd like to do is actually mention a few pitfalls that people on the spiritual path are susceptible to. Anyone who's experienced spiritual seeking or been a spiritual junkie, as they call them, goes to every workshop or every seminar on spirituality. And there are some pitfalls that happen when you become a spiritual junkie. And here's how you avoid them. Number one, knowing where you're going. There's an ancient Zen aphorism that says, a good traveler has no definite plans and is not intent on arriving. I'll repeat that. A good traveler has no definite plans, is not intent on arriving. That's me, by the way. I travel all the time. You know, some people have to take LSD and all these drugs to take a trip. They call it tripping, okay? But have you ever watched a baby? They're tripping all the time, okay? They're so happy and joyful. They say, what is this baby taking? Okay, I wish I could bottle that. And they're tripping because they're where they are. The journey is the destination. So if you know where you're going, or you're not with me, okay? Hard work, driving ambitions, exacting plans, a goal that you will get to, and you're never present right now for that. And when you arrive where you will arrive, you won't be present anyway. So what's the point? So the first pitfall is relax. The point of arrival is now. In fact, there's no other point of arrival other than now. Think about it. Okay, have you ever been anywhere other than now? Even when you're planning in your imagination to be in the future, you're doing it now. Okay. The past is history. The future is not yet. Now I'm alive. Good place to begin. So once you know this pitfall, then you will also avoid the other pitfalls. And what are the other pitfalls? Struggling all the time to get somewhere when you have already arrived, because the place is always now. It's also using someone else's map. People say, you know, I want to worship Jesus Christ. Do you really want to worship Jesus Christ, or do you want to have the experience that Jesus had? Do you want to worship Moses, or do you want to have the experience Moses had? Do you want to worship the Buddha, or you want to have the experience Buddha had? I would say organized religion is buying into somebody else's story. True spirituality is not buying anyone's story, but therefore not buying their map, but say, how did they get there? And here is what I'm going to do to get there. So don't use other people's maps, including mine. I'm just giving you directions, by the way. I'm pointing the way. You don't need to worship my finger. I'm just pointing the way. Look in the direction that way finger points. And then if it seems attractive, go. If it's not attractive, don't go. But don't use other people's map. Don't try too hard to always improve yourself. You're good just as you are. Imagine somebody was perfect. That would be so exasperating to be around them. But if you have negative traits and you have positive traits, I'm very interested in knowing you because that makes you interesting. If you were just always positive, always negative, well, I don't want to be around you. So don't try too hard to improve yourself. Accept yourself. Don't set a timetable. Don't wait for a miracle. The miracle is happening right now. And what is that miracle? Existence and the awareness of existence. There's no bigger miracle. Why is there existence? And how come you're aware of existence? There's no bigger miracle than that. If you accept that as a miracle, everything else will follow.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Today's pitfalls. Knowing where you're going is a pitfall. Struggling to get there is a pitfall. Using somebody else's map is a pitfall. Working too hard to improve yourself is a pitfall. Setting a timetable is a pitfall. Waiting for a miracle says that you don't think you are a miracle to begin with. Your existence is a miracle to begin with. Everything else follows.